This month, 18-year-old Kyle Corbin was sworn in as mayor of Union, Oregon. He won the election as a write-in candidate. And there is hope he'll be able to end years of political bickering in the northeastern Oregon town. Reporter Hannah Jaffe Walt spent Inauguration Day with the young mayor.
So I know you want to hear from the young mayor, but he's a quiet, kind of nerdy guy. Hang on a minute and he'll warm up. First, meet his mom, Sharon Corbin, who is not shy at all. She works at the local gas station. She says now that her son is trailed by camera crews and people like me, it's kind of weird and fun.
We're always talking funny, you know, and Kyle's all this sophisticated thing.
Take the other day. Corbin called his parents to give them a heads up that he and a camera crew were heading over to the house.
He says, we're going to be there in about half an hour. We said, okay. So then he calls again and he says, okay, Dad, we're coming right now. And his dad says, okay, I'll get on my boxer shorts. And Kyle just kind of tentatively said, okay, Dad.
Corbin has had to work hard to control his parents and to get voters to take him seriously. He went door to door for months. That helped. But the truth is, and everyone in Union knows this, his win had almost nothing to do with him. Just ask Lisa Arnett at the local hardware store.
We've had a lot of difficulties in the politics. We need to get out of those difficulties. And I think with the newer perspective, it's going to change.
Arnett and the dozens of other people I talked to made it clear that 2,000 residents of Union, Oregon have not been getting along. Mayors have been recalled. There have been phone threats, rumors, nasty editorials. One time, a scuffle at a city council meeting landed a 77-year-old woman in the hospital. It was ugly. Corbin remembers it.
People would argue, but it seemed as though they didn't really know what they were arguing about.
Corbin campaigned and won on leaving pettiness and conflict in the past. That made him the right person at the right place and the right time. Kyle Corbin arrives for his inauguration this evening in a black suit and tie. His mom gave him a shirt for tonight that says Mommy's Little Mayor, but he chose not to wear that. Still, Corbin stands out as he takes his place in a row of city council people. They all have gray hair, except for two guys, and they just don't have a lot of hair. After some business, the outgoing mayor, Willard Bertrand, gives his speech, and it's harsh. It seems this guy has definitely been scarred by the political battles in Union.
After all the time you put into your efforts, there are many, many who will disagree with you. And they will try to stop you.
Corbin's speech has a completely different tone, more student body president optimism, which, by the way, he was student body president just last year.
Today we inherit a union that is 128 years old, a union rich in tradition of unity, togetherness, and community.
Kyle Corbin is officially Union, Oregon's mayor. After the exciting transition, the council moves on to action item New Business A and all the other minutia of city politics. Much of the audience leaves, especially the younger crowd. But Danielle Iveson, Corbin's friend from high school, stays put. So I scoot over to whisper to her.
Do you find all these things interesting?
No, not really.
Do you understand what Kyle finds interesting about them?
No.
Really?
Not really. I know that he's passionate about it, though.
For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe Walt.